Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow, providing HP and leasing under the COVID-19 Credit Guarantee Scheme. This government scheme is operated by SBCI. See sbci.gov.ie for more.
Business News Now with Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post. And the big media news today, Dennis O'Brien, who has been in the radio business since 98FM started back in 1990, who expanded, setting up the likes of News Talk, the spin stations, and of course who bought Today FM in 2007, is selling Communicore. Tell us to who and why, Ian.
Good evening, Matthew. Yes, it is a landmark day in Irish media, marking the end of Dennis O'Brien's involvement after 30 years in Irish media. Communicore sold today, or the announcement of the sale today, to a European media company called Bauer, who would be known to many people. If you go to the UK, they would have brands like Kiss FM. The deal will see Bauer enter the Irish market and take over all of the Communicore assets here. So it's yourselves at Today FM, News Talk, Spin, 98FM, Off the Ball, and the Go Loud platform as well. No price put on the deal. It's been reported elsewhere that the figure is around 100 million euro. I suppose it is an interesting time in the media industry. We do know that audience numbers, listenership is up. However, it is a difficult time in terms of advertising and sponsorship revenue. Communicore's latest accounts for 2019 show a profit of about €1.5 million on turnover of €43 million. We don't know how the business performed in 2020. I would imagine, Matt, like all media industries, my own in the newspaper sector, radio and TV will have suffered as well, as advertisers did hold off in 2020. Dennis O'Brien has been exiting his media interests in the last number of years. In 2019, he sold his stake, his 29% stake in Independent News and Media, as part of the takeover of that company. As you said, he's been involved in radio for decades now, even long dated his involvement in the telecommunications business. He, as you said, he started off with 98FM, acquiring Today FM and FM 104 and Highland Radio in a deal in 2007 from Scottish Radio Holdings that valued those three stations at around €200 million. Again, Matt, you know, media has taken, valuations have taken a dip since then, quite a big dip in many cases. So he will have exited today. Who knows where the calculation as to whether he has made or lost money on this deal.
Okay, and Bauer, as you say, I think it's in about 8 countries across Europe. Presumably there won't be any difficulties because of not having a presence in the Irish market for competition or regulatory approval.
Yeah, so this deal will be subject to the normal regulatory approvals, Competition and Consumer Protection Authority. And because it is a media business, it will require the Minister, Catherine Martin, the Minister for various portfolios, to sign off on it. They're involved in multiple countries. As I said, I'd noted myself from their involvement in the UK media. 55 million people listen to Bauer stations across Europe in now eight different countries, including Ireland, where they'll add, when you add all of the listenership for all the programmes across Today FM and all the Communicore channels, an extra 1.75 million. Look, Matt, I suppose there's another aspect of this deal. This is another Irish media business that is being sold to a foreign media company. As I mentioned there, INM sold to Media House. We know that Virgin Media is ultimately owned by Liberty in the US. And again, this is another Irish media company selling out. So the media landscape in Ireland is changing. Lots of media companies in Ireland, Matt, are being bought out because consolidation is happening across media. That reflects the shift, the fact that people need to make money by cutting costs, and the fact that all of the big advertising revenue is now leaching out to companies like Google and Facebook instead of going to media people who produce the actual content. So what the media business have had to do in recent years is to try and join forces, cut costs, and achieve some sort of scale where advertisers at least will be able to provide some of the advertising revenue that isn't going to the Googles and Facebook and YouTubes of this world, to traditional media companies.
Let's move on and tell us about a price increase for the many customers of VHI.
Yeah, this will come as a little bit of surprise to VHI customers. From the 1st of April, prices are going up by an average of around 3%, depending on your plans. How much will that cost in euros and cents? Well, Dermot Good, who is a health insurance expert, he estimates that for your average family plan out there, that'll add around £87 per year. However, depending on some of the plans out there, it could cost you an extra €224. The VHI are pointing out that while there were fewer claims against policies in 2020. The cost of claims is going up. The cost of providing care, the cost of providing treatment and medical care is rising. So therefore, they can only pass that on to customers. And yes, there'll be many people will point out that, well, hang on a minute. Last year, we weren't able to access some of the private hospitals because the government had did a deal. Many of the health insurance companies provided a rebate or a policy return or the premium return to some customers out there. But the VHI pointing out that there is nothing they can do that when you do get treatment, the cost of meeting those claims is rising.
OK, now let's move on from that. Tell us about the new boss at Aer Lingus. Who is it?
Yes, we've got a chief executive. Lynn Embleton is being appointed the new chief executive of Aer Lingus. Donal Moriarty has been running the company on an interim basis since last October. The reason Aer Lingus needs a new chief executive is that Sean Doyle, who was only appointed in 2019, has gone off to run British Airways. So they're all part of IAG. Lynn Embleton has been a long-serving employee of British Airways and IAG, has been running their cargo operations for the last number of years, and that will have been particularly busy in the last year because cargo probably the only things that are keeping planes in the sky right now given the reduction in passenger numbers. She's a veteran of the aviation industry, has been with British Airways since 1992, and I'd imagine this is not the best time to inherit Aer Lingus given that it is relying on a number of supports out there, has borrowed 150 million euro from the Irish government. I would imagine they'll probably need a bit more, but hopefully we'll hear a bit more from her. IAG have their results out tomorrow morning, so hopefully we'll hear from Lynn about the future of Aer Lingus.
Okay, now tell us what the Woody's owner has been saying about people's spending habits.
Yeah, I suppose if you look at it, Grafton Group, they own Woody's DIY and Chadwick's the Builders Merchants, and obviously they would have taken a hit at the early stages of 2020. However, they recovered quite well. They had their annual results out today and their profits down by about 6% for the whole of 2020, but recovered really strongly in the second half of 2020. They were up by almost 50%. And what they are saying is there's been a trend that when people are in lockdown, and we do know that the garden centres have been open and some of the DIY chains have been open, that people have been spending money on patio furniture, barbecue equipment. But what they expect at Woody's this year is because there's been extended lockdowns and people are unlikely to go on holidays this year, that they're putting their money towards bigger issues around the house. So people looking for the new kitchen or the new bathroom, or even looking at home extensions as well. So if you are going to be locked down, maybe starting that big home improvement project will be what will happen. And that will be good for Woody's you'd imagine Woody's DIY will benefit from that, as will Chadwick's, which are a supplier of builders merchants. Grafton Group pointing out today that so far this year, turnover across the group down by around 12% on a daily basis.
And finally, what's the standout issues in the Data Protection Commission annual report for 2020?
Yeah, some interesting numbers put out by the DPC today in that annual report. What they are looking at is the conclusion of a number of major investigations against the big social media companies. Helen Dixon, the Data Protection Commissioner, pointing out that she will be making available to European Data Protection Commissioner bodies around 6 to 7 rulings in relation to a number of investigations that are coming to an end. Ireland is home to the big headquarters of all the big social media companies. However, she has to make some of these rulings available to her counterparts before they are fully agreed on. We do know that there's been one big fine in recent months. That was to Twitter for around 450 grand. I would imagine there are substantial fines on the way in relation to other data protection breaches in the coming months. Interesting, Matt, the number of actual complaints to the DPC, despite everything that was going on last year, 10% up on the previous year, 6,628 complaints made to the Data Protection Commissioner. Around 6,000 of those were completed during the year. We don't have details on all of those settlements, but the big ones, Matt, will be the social media companies. Think of it, WhatsApp, Instagram, I think as well, Facebook and Google as well are in the sights of the DPC. It will be the scale of the fines that people are looking at. I know I said Twitter was the biggest fine, 450 grand. Doesn't sound a whole lot when you're talking in the billions of euro or billions of dollar of turnover of these companies every year in Europe.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow, providing HP and leasing under the COVID-19 Credit Guarantee Scheme. This government scheme is operated by SBCI. See sbci.gov.ie for more.